Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Stupid cunt.
Bitch. Yeah. Keep that in.
I am so over people. Right. Let's do this.
Let's do it, motherfucker.
Okay, we're back. We're here. It's another episode. I'm so excited. I can't even tell you. Only because my week's been really dull thus far, and this is just some sort of blip of enjoyment in an otherwise dull existence.
Well, what a start. Jesus wept.
Really? I thought that was quite positive.
No, that was so... Do you know what is so bizarre about you? My friend was gigging with you at the weekend, TV's Brennan Rees.
Oh, lovely.
And he was like, isn't he great? Isn't Zoe great? So great to be around, just great to chat to. And on top of that, she's an amazing comedian. And I was like, well, she's very negative, actually.
I am mostly positive. Am I? Oh, I don't know. No, I'm questioning that. Am I mostly positive? No. No, I tell you what I am. Sorry, I just did a little burp. My microphone's really good, so I don't know whether that got picked up. I possibly could have got away with that. But anyway, I've highlighted it now. I am your typical comedian in that I can be hyper, 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 mega happy 1 minute and then absolutely lying on the floor, fists pummeling into the laminate, miserable.
What? A nice positive image. I feel like, though, I don't know if I ever get to positive. I feel like I'm either fine or doomed.
Okay, yeah.
Like, and I find, what I've learned lately is I'm very suspicious of everyone. Like, I'm very suspicious. Like, I'm like, what does that really mean?
Let's explore that. Should we start the episode properly?
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Yeah, you see, we just went straight in with, yeah.
They like that, okay. Though. They like the real. Okay, so.
Behind the scenes. That's behind the scenes.
Exactly. This is pre-titles now. Roll titles.
Hello, I'm Zoe Lyons, and this is Let's Talk About the Husband.
I feel like you really fucked that up. And I'm Stephen Bailey. And this is the podcast where we take a cultural look at all things pop culture.
How did I mess that up?
Because you said, I'm Zoe Lyons, this is Let's Talk About the Husband, and I wasn't involved in the... Like, it's supposed to be, welcome to Let's Talk About the Husband. I'm Zoe Lyons, and I'm Stephen Pitt. It's supposed to be like
sorry.
Okay, now we have a new way of doing it, yeah. Whatever you're into.
No, I think I've become a massive diva now, and I'm just saying it all.
This is how girl groups end. One thinks they're more important than the other, you know.
Oh, no, are we like the... Are we Atomic Kitten of the podcast
Yes, and you're the Kerikatona. You're the Kerikatona. I'm Natasha or Liz.
Why do I have to be Kerikatona?
Because you put yourself front and centre first. Okay. Then you'll leave me. Then you'll leave me probably to a BBC Sounds podcast and I'll be here on my own. But, oh, let's talk about the husband. And you'll be like, hey, welcome to BBC Sounds.
Yeah. Okay, so if you didn't do this with me, if I dumped you, because this, let's be honest, this is probably the way it's going to go, my career will just sort of just rocket.
Yeah.
Like rocket off. Like you won't even see the rocket. You'll just see the jet fuel coming out the back of it. That's...
Yeah.
Bluff. right?
Tyre marks, yeah.
I won't even call you, Stephen. I might text you or WhatsApp you and say, can't do the podcast next week or indeed ever again because I'm now just really massive. Please feel free to carry on without me. You've got to have something. But you know, do it with somebody else because you need the support. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who would you do it with?
I'd get Denise Welch.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Do you see how easy that was? So we can all just be replaced. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, I'm a bit jealous now.
Yeah. And the figures would skyrocket. She'd mention it every day on Loose Swimming. She'd go like, oh. And guys, don't forget to listen to me podcast with my mate Stephen Bailey. Let's talk about the husband. And the ratings would shoot up and we'd have, you know, we'd sell out a theatre and we'd do a live podcast. And, you know, there you are, the six episodes into your quiz show. And then it'd get pulled.
Yeah.
But my podcast would be flying.
They don't use the word pulled. They always say axed.
It's on... Oh, really?
Yeah. You don't get pulled. Pulled sounds almost enjoyable. Axed, on the other hand, is very
I thought the funny thing was that nowadays they don't even do that. They just kind of like don't renew it, and but they don't tell you in case they're ever going. Like you're just put on pause, like they do in The Housewives.
Mm. Yeah,
seems to be the way, you know.
No, I wasn't paused. I was axed.
Wow.
Yeah. Axed. Well. It's so visual, isn't it, the word axed? You can't say the word axed without picturing yourself with a massive pickaxe hanging out the back of your head.
Do you know what I find really funny about it as well, though? Not funny about the axing thing, but I went for some lunch with some producer friends yesterday.
Of course you
and
did.
I was, of course I did. And I was saying to them, I was like, it's so annoying, though, because I was like, things like that affect us, and if we get booked or unbooked, they move straight on to the next job, even though if something's not worked, it's probably because of decisions they made.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, and I said, and then you lot just leave us, cast aside, like we might not work again for 6 months because it's not been a well-received show or whatever. And they were like, and I went, but you lot get to walk on. I was like, all we did was perform what you asked us to.
Yeah. We fronted it.
Yeah.
And then got axed. Anyway.
Where it's like, you look, I said, the wrong people get fired. The wrong people get fired.
Have you had a drink?
No, I am behaving like I have. I've just got so much pent up energy. Be like, why is everyone such a nightmare?
Breakfast drinking again.
Yeah, I put my rosé in my Rice Krispies.
That's why the only reason I enjoy a wedding, right, because I hate weddings, absolutely hate weddings.
Aren't you married?
I am. I barely enjoyed mine. I tolerated it. Such a faff, aren't they? But the only reason I enjoy a wedding is the breakfast Bucks Fizz. I quite like a breakfast Bucks Fizz. It's totally acceptable to have a breakfast box fizz at a wedding, isn't it?
Totally acceptable.
Yeah. And then you have a breakfast box fizz. And then you always go, well, that's the seal broken. We may as well just have a sort of brunch martini then. And then that's it. Off you pop. Woohoo! Dancing with the uncles on the dance floor. Check this out.
I never drink the morning after the night before.
Don't you?
No. Your mic is so loud. I heard every swallow of that water.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Everything. I heard it even go down to your... That's your disgusting. Pikachu. Oh, yeah, all the way down.
Pikachu. I'm so sorry. So, so sorry. Okay.
Oh, my God. I've just had an amazing message. You used your phone an hour and 12 minutes less than last week. I'm not so reliant on my phone.
I was expecting some big breaking news there, Stephen.
Like what?
I don't know that we've been nominated for something, that you'd got some big job that, yeah.
Chance would be a fine thing, sweetheart.
Use your phone an hour less. Bloody hell. Right, should we start this podcast?
Yeah, we should talk about some. So, I pitched to Zoe this week a show that I found on Hey You. It's another Bravo spectacular, although I don't think it's that great. It's called The Real Girlfriends in Paris.
Yeah. And I watched an episode.
Did you watch episode one?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a lot more, in my opinion, documentarian than, say, the constructed reality we've grown to know and love.
Mm, yes. Also, I just found myself not caring at all about any of them because they all seem to have very manicured lives, don't they? I mean, some of them are teachers, aren't they?
So some of the teachers, so the thing I do like about it is some of them have gone over there and are actually working in Paris. So they're from America, it's these girls, they've met in Paris, and some of them are struggling because they don't have any money, so they're trying to find like the Parisian dream or whatever. But some of them are just like from wealth and are being put up in Paris and just having a nice time. And I think those characters are not really adding anything. When your storyline is, I want to stand on my own two feet and stop using my dad's money, I'm not into it.
Stop using money. Because they all seem to be having quite a nice time. I mean, beautiful clothes, fantastic apartments. And I don't know that much about Paris. I've only been a handful of times. No, less than a handful, like a couple of times. But it's expensive.
Yes.
Paris is
expensive. Well, it is to live in. Yeah. I think if you go for a little trip, it's no different to being in London, to be honest.
Yeah.
It's no different to being in London. But I love Paris. It's one of my favourite cities in the world. Dans le monde.
So explain to me why Paris is one of your favourite locations.
I think I've just bought into everything the media sells us about Paris. I think it's sexy. I think it's romantic. I like that. I think it's one of the few countries where when you actually sit outside, because it's all set up properly, if it does rain, the canopy actually covers you. Like if you sit outside here and it rains, you just get wet.
Do you know
what? Over there, you can sit out and watch it and it does feel beautiful and romantic.
So you like Paris because it's got good canopy. Wow, that I've enjoyed.
And good canapés.
Canapés and canapés. Yeah. Do you know what? We had really strong wind here last week in Brighton and the cafe in the...
Sorry about that.
Yeah, no, it's the high mung bean intake of this city. There's a cafe at the end of my road, and clearly the person who finished their shift on the day before hadn't put in the canopies, and we had this storm come through, and I woke up the next morning, went down the street, and the canopies were like almost twisted like corkscrew, like
yeah,
and you know when you go, oh, that's a couple of grand worth of damage there, isn't it? That's absolutely fucked, mate. And he was trying to wind them in now with his little windy sticky lever thing, and I was like, that's not gonna go anywhere. That's a helter skelter of canopy now. That should have been done last night, but you couldn't be asked. Now you've caused yourself...
I love that you're that age now and that level of lesbian where you assess damage.
Oh yeah, I sucked my teeth. I went, that's going to be £4,000. It doesn't look like a lot, but when you break all of that down, there's quite a lot of mechanics to that canopy, and that is going to be at least £4,000's worth of work there, mate. You're lucky you haven't sustained more structural damage to the actual building because, you know, they're heavy. They're not a light piece of equipment.
Je conquer.
Je conquer with that. Met that. Avec that. So a good canopy, okay, I appreciate that. I also enjoy a café crème.
I love a café crème.
I like a café. I've never got... Café crème is just sort of like a perfect coffee.
Yeah. Well, this is the other thing. Go on, say about your perfect coffee.
It's just the right amount of milk.
Yeah.
And coffee. And it's got a slight sweetness to it. A café crème.
I tell you, in France, they don't mess about.
No.
First of all, the service is perfection. If anything, I think every French waiter fancies me. They give that good service. And I know that's not true. But they're always like, Another rosé for you? And I'm like, yeah, I'll have another rosé. Thanks so much. I do for that. Anyway, there's all that. And then it's like the coffees actually taste nice. Like, I had a coffee the other day in London. Mm. I ordered a latte. I swear to God they forgot to put the coffee in.
Yeah, just milk. I've stopped with latte. I've given up with lattes. Given up. Sometimes in life, Stephen, you've got to you look at things and you look at people and you go, what am I getting back from this? And if the answer is less than I'm putting in, you cut it off. So it's I'm ruthless now with people, and I'm also ruthless with coffees. I'm like, I'm sorry, but I'm getting less from this latte than I thought I was going to get. I've got to let you go. So the lattes have gone. The lattes have gone and been replaced wholly with flat whites.
Ooh, I don't know if I'd like a flat white. Why that not? Almost feels like too much coffee.
But that's as close to a cafe creme as you're going to get in this country. Yeah, I need you to try a flat white for the next time you go out.
Okay, I'll try one.
Yeah, you've got to try a flat white. You've got to try.
Okay. Is it equal coffee and... Because I don't like too much coffee, but to be able to taste it.
It's a good amount.
It's going to happen in a latte.
Yeah, it's closer to a cafe creme, so you'll enjoy that. So you enjoy the al fresco. Is that Italian? That's Italian, isn't it, al fresco? What's the French equivalent of al fresco? Come on, you speak French.
But I thought it is just, they just still say al fresco.
Do they?
Well, we say it as well, don't we?
Yes, I know. We also say déjà vu, and that's very much French. Al fresco.
I'm going to have to Google it now.
Outside dining in French.
What is...
They'll say al fresco as well, won't they? It's funny how that is the term. Like, we haven't just called it a picnic or outside dining.
No. The Google Translate's translated it a bit... Salle à manger en plein air.
So outside eating.
Yeah. But it says local... they say the French translation, this Collins Dictionary, of al fresco is just al fresco.
Okay. So it's one of those things, like déjà vu or entrepreneur.
Yeah.
Al fresco. There we go.
Yeah.
Right. So you enjoy that. Do you enjoy the...
Men.
You enjoy the men of Paris?
Mm.
All of them?
No. Okay. The ones I like. And then I like... And do you know what I do like is the bakeries, the chocolatiers, the... Is that what we call it? Chocolatiers? Chocolatiers, you know what I mean. And it's also well presented because they do it so well. Mm. Everyone has to keep up. Like here, do you know, like sometimes you walk past a bakery and it's a bit limp.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah. Yeah.
And it's like...
Yeah, just a sad-looking solo yum-yum in the window.
Yeah, but it's like all she's competing with is Pret. So it's like if you're Pret, you can be a bit independent and they can do a vanilla slice. But it's like when I was in La France, à Paris, it was like everyone is like spectacular because you have to keep up with next door.
Yeah.
Yeah. We had a Mifoy, 1,000 sheets.
We've talked about these before. We've talked about these before on the podcast. We're obsessed.
We love a Mifoy.
You see, I've got a place at the end of the road called Real Patisserie, and they do a Mifoy, and it is, oh, God. I can only eat a third of one, and there you go, though. Anyone go?
It's not Mifoy, it's Mifoy.
Mifoy.
Not Mifoy.
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 Mifoy. You see, je ne parle pas français.
Oui, c'est vrai.
No, I didn't like French at school because my French teacher was a little...
Pourquoi pas?
Pourquoi? Because my French teacher was really boring.
Pourquoi is not because. Parce que.
Parce que my French teacher was really boring, and she had very distracting hair. It was there was too much of it, and she was quite dull, and I just didn't enjoy French at all. So as soon as I was able to not do it, I didn't do it, and I really wish I had done it now. I do wish I had done it. My dad lives in France.
Oui. Ooh, where?
Near Toulouse.
gorgeous. Do you go and visit him all the time?
No, and I really should go more. But, you know, life gets in the way and it's, you know, it's tricky at times. But, I mean, Toulouse is lovely. Toulouse is really lovely. I had a brilliant meal in Toulouse once. Me and my wife went to a restaurant in Toulouse that we'd watched on a Rick Stein programme. Yes, we are those people. I'll probably start using coupons at some point and join the National Trust. Anyway, don't judge.
I love a coupon.
Oh, I love a coupon. I quite like the National Trust. So we went to this restaurant and the waiter was fabulous. He was just on that cusp of... It was professional, but we're not going to say rude, but he knew it was his place and it was going to be his way. And it was like, fair enough. Yeah. So I said to him, can I see the wine list in my best French, which was sounded a bit like this. Hello, can I see the wine list?
Oh, no.
Yeah. And he came back and he just plonked a bottle of red wine on the table. And I said, oh, I said, is that all you've got? And he went, try it. If you like it, you drink it. If you don't like it, I change it. I was like, fair enough. That's one way of doing it. So that's what we did. And then it was very nice wine, so we had that. And then he came back to the table with his massive air-dried mountain sausage in his hand and proceeded to cut chunks off his saucisson in front of us. And straight onto the table, not onto a plate or anything, just a massive knife, this huge sausage. And he was like, sausage, have it, you like it. And I was like, well, that's the first time that's been said to my wife and I. But we will chow down on your big air-dried sausage. Thank you very much. And it was delightful. It was really delightful. And then I had, I can still remember what I had for my main course.
What did you have?
Steak tartare and goose fat fried chips.
Ooh!
Yeah. I mean, if that's not a heart attack waiting to happen.
I'm not a very exciting eater.
Do you like snails?
Well, Kelsapreeze, here we go. Mm. When we went last time, so Rich is a very... Like, he'll try anything. Mm. He'll, like, go... Wherever we go, he'll try local cuisine. That is the bane of my existence. I'm scared of getting the shits, so I don't try. I don't bother. I literally don't bother. Because I don't want the shits on my holiday. That's why, if you listen to the last episode, I had cheese and ham toasties every holiday. So, I always have, like, burger and chips. But Rich, last night, he really wanted to try snails. And they're always, like, snails for deux personnes. And I was like, oh, God. And I'm not a monster. I want everyone to have a nice time. So, I ordered some snails, mm-hmm. and I did try one, mm-hmm. and I actually quite liked it.
They're quite nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, would I do it? Would I have a full plate to myself? No. No, 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 no. But if someone said, here, have a snail, I'd be like, wee, okay, yeah, sure. But also, I don't want it in a shell. Like, these came in a nice little dish.
Well, oh, not in their shell?
Not in their shell. No,
well, that's half the fun.
No, we didn't have to de-shell
them. Because half the fun is getting them out of the shell. It's like a sort of forceps delivery.
I don't want to do that.
Yeah, it's like a tiny little... Yeah, you've got to... Because it's very much like that famous scene in Pretty Woman.
Yeah.
Where she pings her escargot across the room. Then, yeah. They're not an easy thing to grip.
No.
So you've got the tiny little two-pronged fork and your forceps... Your reverse forceps, some forceps. I can't say that word. Yeah, and if you do get the squeeze and the pressure wrong, yeah, you can take somebody's eye out.
But I don't like food that I have to battle.
Lobster?
So here's the thing. Have you ever been to Burger and Lobster, the restaurant?
Once.
So I would have a lobster roll. Mm-hmm. So I like lobster, but I would never have lobster where it's like, here's like something you have to beat it with. Like, I don't want to beat my food before I put it in my mouth. I just want to shovel it in.
Oh, I love any food that comes with a hammer.
You love anything with a fight. Yeah,
I like don't a fight. Like it. I like a fight.
It's like even fried chicken. I want a boneless banquet. I don't want it on a bone. If it's on a bone, I'm not having it. I'm not having it. I'm not fighting to eat my food.
Oh, you've got to put a bit of effort in.
No, yeah, lift the fork to my mouth. That's the effort, babe.
Oh, no, I do like escargot and I will fight for them. But basically, the thing is with snails, they actually have no flavour themselves. They're just garlic butter sponges. That's all they are. They're sort of like a cotton bud for garlic butter that sucks it up and then that's all it is. Yeah.
I love garlic butter.
I love garlic butter. So, do you like the... Paris, of course, has famously is exquisite. Oh God, what's wrong with my mouth? It's got exquisite style. It's known for its style, its fashion.
Yeah.
Do you buy into that? Does that make your bum hum?
No, I'm not bothered about that side of things, but I do love the architecture of the buildings. Like, I just love being there, and I love going to see Notre Dame,
the
Sacré-Cœur. Oh my God.
I know. Yeah.
La Tour Eiffel. Like.
Are you like
that? Yeah, that's what I'm about. Yeah.
I mean, there is a sort of Parisian look that I quite like. It is, you know, the women do look beautiful. They do still, I mean, it's been a while since I was in Paris, but last time I was there, there were still quite a lot of fur coats on offer. You do see a bit.
Wait, was
of that.
It faux fur?
I don't know. I don't know. One of the most Parisian
faux fur and
I've
no knickers.
Seen, faux fur and no knickers. One of the most Parisian things I've ever seen, right, was a woman beautifully
Full
dressed.
Stop.
Well, it was a woman. That was it. And then I was happy and I went home. Who needs the Eiffel Tower when you've had an eyeful of that?
Oh my God.
I've looked at the lady. Let's go. So.
Oh my God.
No, so this beautifully dressed woman, she was immaculate. She had the sort of hair that looked like it had taken a good hour and a half, 2 hours to prepare and set.
Yeah.
It wasn't moving. It was there. It was set. It was glorious. It was an artwork in its own form. She had this incredible coat on, beautiful, beautiful coat. She was looking in the window of this antique shop, so already quite Parisian, and it had, you know, it just had this about it. The coat went down to reveal two perfectly stockinged calves with the line that went down the back of the stocking, and the calves then entered just must have been massively expensive high-heeled shoes. And one of the high-heeled shoes...
Zoe, I'm really such a truck jack. I could just hear Groucho Bach snoring.
He's heard this story before. He's bored shitless.
You were getting more passionate, and I just heard...
That's my dog snoring.
Oh, my God. So Groucho fantastic.
Burst me bubble.
Sorry, so, back to your bubble.
So picture this woman, beautiful, hair, set, beautiful. You can imagine it smelt exquisite. Coat, legs, calves, line down the stocking, red high-heeled shoes. And this is why it was the most Parisian thing I've ever seen. One of the high-heeled shoes was perfectly skewering a dog shit.
Yeah.
And I thought, that's Paris. That's Paris. Right there. Yeah.
I just love it so much there. I just feel magical. Oh, I think I've frozen.
Oh, he's gone.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Now I'm back. I'm back.
I love the way when you freeze, when we're doing this, when you come back on, you're always, you're posing a sort of Vogue picture, a Vogue image. Yeah, like that. Don't, are you never... there's a lot of dog poo in Paris. Has that changed? Oh, the dog is really snoring.
I've not noticed any. No more than in London, the dog is really having a great sleep.
Hang on.
It's so cute. Don't wake him up.
No. I'm just going to see if I can get the sound to pick
up. She's moving her mic. She's moving her mic to him. Oh, we can hear it from where you were, babe. Oh.
Did you get that?
So cute. He's an old boy.
You see, my dog wouldn't like Paris. I tell you why.
Why?
Because I've got a 16-year-old Jack Russell.
Yeah, he wouldn't be able to take all the walking.
No. And also, he doesn't like French Bull Terriers.
No.
Because my Jack Russell is a little bit Brexity. He's a little bit racist. He doesn't like German Dachshunds or French Bull Terriers. My Jack Russell is the sort of dog you'd find in a pub at 11 a.m. when, as soon as they've opened, he'd have jeans pulled up just underneath his top nipples, a white T-shirt that he'd bought from George at Asda, and a copy of the Racing Post under one paw. And he'd open the conversation with lines like, I'm not being funny, right? But
yeah.
Too many French Bull Terriers over here. I mean, they are fucking everywhere, aren't they? I mean, what is wrong with a Jack Russell, Staffy or a Yorkie? Hey, back in my day, that was the only three you had.
You've raised him.
That's true. But, you know, I've let him read whatever literature he wants. He's made his own decisions.
Yeah.
So that's where I'm at with him.
This is what happens when you give anyone free thought, I'm telling you.
Because if I lived in Paris, I would have to have a dog, and I'd have to be like one of those little ones that you can just sort of shove in a top pocket.
Yeah, I love Paris. I love the walking. I just love it all. Every time I go, I always leave feeling really depressed because I'm like, why are we going back to this stupid place where the trains don't run on time and no one smiles when they serve you? Because it's like, I guess they've got such a good culture of hospitality over there.
I disagree. I've had some.
Are you kidding?
Yeah,
really?
No.
I've so far, touch wood, I've only had good service.
I always think they hate me.
No.
Oh, I always feel like, you know, in Paris or in France, the service is always a little bit. Sorry. Yeah, you know, sorry to bother you. I'm intimidated by it.
Really? I know, but you're intimidated by everyone, to be
fair. I know,
fair.
I'm really quite frightened about it.
Yeah. Maybe that is just you. Yeah. I'd be interested to know what everyone listening thinks. Do tweet us. Because I just love it. I think it's sexy also.
Mm.
Just checking Rich isn't around to listen. Some of the best sex I ever had was with Frenchmen. Passionate. They're engaged in the moment. Do you know sometimes when you're making love, you can tell they're thinking about, like, oh,
dinner.
I've not put the washing away, or
yeah.
Oh, I should probably go out, you know, I've got to pick up that thing I ordered from Argos or whatever.
Mm.
No, not, they're very engaged with you in Paris. Very sensual. I mean, when I lived in France for a year, you know, as part of my uni course, I got intimate.
Hang on,
with
I've got
French
to brace
man.
Myself. Wait, no, we've reached this part of the podcast.
No, I've got to keep it clean. I've got to keep it as clean as I can, right?
He's got to mention the size of his baguette. Go on.
I'm not. But, you know, I got intimate with an en français, and he was, like, very engaged with me. But the thing was...
Mm.
I couldn't understand a word he was saying.
Oh, right.
And he couldn't understand a word I was saying.
Okay.
And, you know, we met in a bar and we went back to mine, but he drove. And for all I know, he could have been telling me, I'm going to drive you to your doom now.
Yeah.
So if you want to call your parents because you'll never see them again, this is the time to call them. And I'm going, oh, you're so romantic. Say it again. Say it again. I didn't have a clue what he was going on about.
Hadn't you learnt French at that point? You were doing French.
I know, but the thing is, when you this is the other thing with this country. The way they teach you French is ridiculous. So they'll tell you, like, they'll teach you, like, the contents of your pencil case.
Yeah.
They'll teach you kind of, like, about, like, I remember in the year before I had to move to France as part of my compulsory degree.
Yeah.
They decided to teach us about nuclear power. So I could speak about nuclear power,
right,
which wasn't a big concern in Perpignan, where I was going to live. But once I got there, I couldn't flirt with a boy and I couldn't get my shower fixed because I couldn't.
But you would have been able to start up a nuclear reactor.
Exactly.
Oh, okay, that's, yeah. I know, maybe that's why I gave up on the French, because I always felt like there were terms and phrases in there that I didn't read or want. I mean, unless my cat was sat on the mat, conversation was going to come to a very quick
stop.
Yeah. Le chat sur le mat.
Well, you have to be very careful how you say that, because le chat is a cat.
Yeah.
Right? La chat is pussy.
Oh.
As in vagina.
Oh, really?
So le chat, cat.
Right.
La chat, pussy.
Right, well, this might explain then why this has been the end of a few conversations. Because I've been telling strangers that my pussy is on their mat. Why? Oh, well, that's the French for you.
Yeah.
They've made it complicated, haven't they?
They've
made that complicated.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
you've just got a text
good.
Message. You just got a text message.
Did you hear that through my microphone?
Yep. If you just got a job.
Oh, let me see. Woo-hoo! Ooh, this is so exciting. No. No. Do you know who I get a lot of text messages from?
Who?
Domino's Pizza.
Oh, really?
Loads.
Do you order it a lot?
I have. I mean, in the past I have, but I've sort of weaned myself off it.
I like a farmhouse.
They can't accept it's over, and they're quite needy.
They were just what we needed during the pandemic. Other side.
And I've moved on.
Yeah.
I've moved on because recently a more artisan sourdough pizza establishment has opened its doors in Hove.
Oh, my God.
I realised what I was missing from a pizza base and have, you know, gone to pastures new and better.
Oh,
and
my
Domino's
God. My
can't let it
internet
go,
has frozen again.
Just keep
this is unbearable.
And it's sad now. I've, in the same way that, you know, you were once ghosted by a donkey, as mentioned in the previous episode, I am now ghosting Domino's Pizza, and they're not taking it well.
Babes, I missed all that because my internet froze and my internet connection said that it was unstable, which is how I just feel in life today.
Okay. You missed some comedy.
There's a guy I follow on. I know, I heard you mention the donkey, and apart from that, I didn't hear a thing.
Go on, you were going to say.
But there's this guy I was just going to say, there's this guy that I follow on Instagram that I really fancy. I think even you might fancy him. He's so attractive. I'm just going to send you a link to him. Are you still there?
Oh, you've got again. Stephen, you need to sort out your broadband.
It's not me. This is Rich's stupid house.
Oh.
This is Rich's goddamn. And he's a lawyer. He should have better broadband. Like,
yeah,
honest to God. But it's because
the house
is made of lead.
I have that issue, and we've talked about this in the past with my hotspots dropping out.
I know. Well, that's the thing. He needs to buy a goddamn hotspot.
Oh, get yourself some hotspots. Oh my God, it changed my life. I've got some lovely ones now. So you follow a man that you fancy on Instagram. Is there any connection to France or Paris?
No, but when the internet went down just for a second then, I just started looking while you
were
talking to the
That is very quick distraction. That's a very good distraction.
I'm so easily distracted, babe. I've just sent you a link to him.
So, okay.
That's here me. That's me.
Right, I'm going to see what this is, see if that would turn me. So you're going to Paris when?
I'm going next. Well, it depends when you're listening to this, but I'm going soon.
And what are you going to do on this particular trip to Paris?
We're just going to walk, eat food, drink rosé. Because last time I went to Paris, I got interrupted by jobs that I had to do whilst away. So I didn't feel like I had a full break.
Right. So what, you had to come back for jobs or?
No, they were like, oh, can you do a voiceover? Oh, can you do a tech check? Oh, quick question.
Oh, so wow. This time, I've just seen the picture that you're sorry. I'm going to have to stop you there.
Yeah. See, it is distracting, isn't it?
What a marvellous chest that man has.
I know.
What's his name? Sam Spade?
Yep.
What is he?
Just gorgeous.
Is he a model?
Look at some of the other ones. Honest to God.
Ooh,
we'll put a link in the bio. Honest to God, I'm just sending you another one now. Okay. I know. Guys, get involved. Sam Spade official. Are you allowed to say that? Well, we have.
There we go. He's got what I would describe as the correct amount of chest hair.
I agree with that so much, you know.
Yeah, he's got a correct amount of chest hair. It's enough to it's sort of it's ex- oh my God, there is, sorry, no, I'm li- oh, I'm sorry. What's happened to us? I'm watching a video.
Zoe's going back in the closet.
Yeah, I'm going back in the closet and coming back out in a different guise. Yeah.
Oh, God.
I like that he doesn't shave or wax that off.
Yeah, me too. I think it's very attractive.
Has that trimmed, do you think?
I don't know. I don't know if... Can you trim just chest? I think it's so...
Yeah. I mean, I suppose you can just trim it with some scissors. Well, thanks for that. That's...
We've got nowhere, really, have we?
What, with the podcast?
I mean, we spoke a lot about Paris.
Right, well, here we go. So these women, these young women...
Bring us back round, yeah.
On this show, enjoying their year in Paris. You went to France for a year. But that wouldn't be a gap year, though, would it? That wasn't a gap year.
No, it was compulsory part of my course. And, like, I couldn't afford to do a gap year, but it was paid for by kind of like the European Union. Because obviously, when we were part of the EU, they wanted, you know, we want everyone to learn every language, not just English. So you were really encouraged to take languages. And so as part of the course, the Erasmus would pay... For your year abroad.
That's great. And where did you stay?
Perpignan.
I've been to Perpignan.
Yeah. Did you like it?
No, I got bed bugs.
What? Where did you stay?
Really, really, really cheap hotel.
Well, that's why. You can't blame a city. You can't blame a city for your choices.
Because I told you my dad lives near Toulouse, right?
Toulouse, yeah, not far.
So I was visiting my dad in Toulouse with my brother was there as well and my wife. And I looked at a map one day and I went, ooh, we could have breakfast in France. Hang on, how do we do it? No, I said, listen, we could do this. We could have... Dinner in France, breakfast in Spain, lunch in Andorra. I said, let's get in the car and do that. So we did. We took my dad's old van, like it's a proper old van.
What is with you and vans?
No, I love a van. And we drove to Perpignan and we had dinner in Perpignan, which was really lovely. The dinner was really lovely, but we didn't have much money, so we stayed in this shitty, shitty hotel. It was like, Cindy and I had our own room, which, one of those beds where you, like, roll into the middle, like you're at, like it's actually
Do you know
what I mean?
Yeah.
My brother had a room in his own. He went, got to come and see my room. I went, why? He went, just look at my room. So we went in, it had a single bed and a bidet. That was it. No toilet.
Oh, my God.
A bidet. In the middle of the room. A bidet. Nope. No, Lou, a bidet. So I don't know at what point in your day you decide, I've just got to give this a rinse.
I need a bidet.
Anyway, we got up the next morning. We all had bed bug bites. We were just covered in, we were just absolutely bitten to shit. Then we drove to Spain, had tapas in Spain. And then we drove up through Andorra and had dinner in Andorra.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah, did it. Nice. Andorra.
Well, that does sound nice.
Yeah. Did you ever go to Andorra?
No.
It's like a principality, isn't it? It's like a little sort of little place on its own, and you get really cheap duty-free. So all it is old people coming over the border from France and then from Spain, just buying like 18 million fags and 20 litres of scotch and then going home again.
Getting what they need. Getting what they need.
Getting your essentials. Have you been to the Louvre in Paris? And have I said that right?
Louvre.
Louvre.
Yeah. All right, we'll go with that. Yeah. So, yes, but I've never been in it because I'm not queuing up that long. Like, I've been to see the glass thing on the outside, but I've not been in the Louvre.
Haven't you?
No.
Oh, God. Have you? To queue up a long time to get in.
Yeah.
Have you been up the Eiffel? Have you been up the Eiffel?
I've had an Eiffel.
I bet you have. But has Richard been taking you up the Eiffel?
I plead the fifth. Okay. Pas de comment. I have never been up it.
You really haven't done Paris, have you?
I've been to it and got the picture under it. There's no, I ain't going up that tower. I don't like heights.
Okay.
We get the Eurostar. I'm not flying, child de Gaulle.
Have you been on a boat trip on the Seine?
No.
God. What do you do then? Just drink cafe creme and look at boys. That's it.
And stroll.
Do you wear a scarf in a sort of jaunty way?
I don't wear a fedora.
Could you ever wear a beret?
Do you know, I really thought about doing it because I like that show Emily in Paris, but yeah. I just think that's too far. I think it's too far. I think they'd get mad at you.
Right. I bought a beret about a year ago because, you know, I'm losing my hair. I've been experimenting with various headgear, right? And I'd been watching too much RuPaul's Drag Race, and there was a drag queen on there who every week sported a beret, and I thought, they look great. They look great in a beret. I'm going to get a beret.
Oh, no.
So I bought quite an expensive beret. I went to like a proper sort of hat maker, like online, bought quite an expensive beret, and the beret arrived. Stephen, do you remember Benny Hill?
Yeah.
When he wore the beret.
Well, let's word this correctly. I don't remember Benny Hill.
Yeah.
But I know of Benny Hill.
Yeah. I want you to Google Benny Hill beret.
I'm doing it right now.
That is what I look like in this beret.
Do you still own the beret?
Do you know, I don't own the beret. I had the beret in my possession for a full 5 minutes before I put it on, cried, put it back in the jiffy bag and sent it back to the beret manufacturer because...
Oh, my God.
Because
Did you get a refund?
I got a full refund on the beret because... It was too small for a start, so it just crept up my head. And because I'd lost the hair on the side of my head, I just looked like Benny Hill. I looked like Benny Hill. And I stood in the bathroom, looked at myself, cried, and went, I can't. Cried, then laughed, and then cried again.
Oh, my God.
And now the beret's gone.
Would you... So what... Out of all the hats... What have we settled on? The woolly hat you're on now, or are we still experimenting?
Am I still experimenting?
With headwear.
I saw somebody in what could I think it's probably like what an Argentinian gaucho would wear whilst herding cows on the back of a horse. I saw somebody wearing something like that in Brighton the other day, and I thought, oh, I might try that. But I have a feeling we're going to be equally disappointed. I think it might be another beret moment.
Yeah.
It's going to be another beret moment. So for now, I'm in a beanie.
I love your beanie, though.
Thank you. It's It's an Austrian company and they make very soft beanies. So
I'm getting to send you some free ones.
I should do, shouldn't I?
You're a minor celebrity.
Yeah.
So, Zoe Lyons, yeah, as we wrap up on Paris, who is your husband of the week?
My husband of the week, as we are in Paris, is the late, great Marcel Marceau, a French clown.
That is a great answer.
Thank you. I went to see Marcel Marceau when I was a child at Sadler's Wells in London with my mum, and most people would go, God, that was dull as shit. Actually, it wasn't. What that man could do with, well, let's face it, fuck all, was quite incredible. I loved the whole sort of, you know, miming along a rope behind a wall. I loved it. Loved it. Marcel Marceau. So he's my husband of the week because he'd be very
quiet. You've always been a bit posh, haven't you?
Yeah. He'd be very, very quiet. He'd be very quiet. You'd hardly know he was there. And yeah. And he really rocked.
Oh, that'd be quite nice.
He really
nice.
Rocked the French Breton sort of striped jumper. So I'm very big fan of that. So yeah, Marcel Marceau is my husband.
I'm
guessing yours. Yeah.
Yeah. The distraction that is Sam Spade on Instagram, Sam Spade official, because like Zoe said, that chest hair is incroyable.
Incroyable.
Yeah.
A bouffant of chest hair is remarkable. Yeah, even
It makes me need to lie down.
Yeah. Dog is snoring again, hang on. Hang on, let me get in there. Oh, he's such a bastard. He stops every time I get anywhere near him. Anyway.
You could hear him before. Absolutely gorgeous. So,
ma petite chien.
Right. Well, everyone, you know what to do. You need to like us, follow us, tell the world about us. You need to go and buy tickets for Zoe Lyons' tour that's starting in the new year.
February.
Tickets are available at zoelyons.com. I think.
Yeah, that's right. You've just sent me another one. Stephen, he's got hardly any clothes on. I can see the top of his...
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, he's had to be very careful with that camera angle, hasn't he? That's marvellous.
Turns out that's how you get followers.
Is it? Right, I'm gonna have to get my chest hair out. I'm gonna have to get my chest hair out.
Tease
with a towel dangling just above the pubic area.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Brace yourself, world. This is coming out. Yeah.
Until next time, dear listeners.
Au revoir.
A bientôt.
A bientôt.
That means see you soon.
Oh. A bientôt.
A
bientôt.
A podcast from producerpaul.co.uk.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
made by darkhorsedigital.co.uk, shooting, live streaming, and podcast production.